WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. How to Become Confident. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a missed opportunity, a tough conversation, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. We all experience setbacks, but how we bounce back is what truly defines us. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience, that inner strength that lets us not just survive, but actually thrive in the face of adversity. Now, I'm not talking about some superhuman ability to never feel pain or frustration. We're human. It's okay to have those moments of vulnerability. But resilience is about having the tools and mindset to navigate those rough patches, learn from them, and come out stronger on the other side. It's like training a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. So, what are some key takeaways to help you build that unshakable resilience? First off, accept what you can't control. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against the current? We get caught up trying to fix everything, but let's be real, there are some things simply outside our control. Focusing on those things just drains our energy and creates unnecessary stress. Instead, channel your energy into what you can influence. Your reactions, your choices, your attitude. Remember, it's not about denying reality, it's about choosing how we respond to it. Next, cultivate a growth mindset. Think of challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, not threats to our ego. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," try, "How can I learn from this?" Every obstacle presents a chance to expand your skills and resilience. Embrace the discomfort, that's where the magic happens. Third, practice self-compassion. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes, especially when things don't go our way. Talk to yourself like you would a good friend going through a tough time. Offer kindness, understanding, and encouragement. Remember, setbacks are a part of the journey, they don't define your worth. Now, let's talk about building strong connections. We're social creatures, and having a supportive network of friends and family can make all the difference when facing adversity. Don't be afraid to reach up for help, share your struggles, and lean on those who care about you. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Finally, take care of yourself. This might sound obvious, but it's so easy to neglect our own needs when life gets hectic. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. A strong foundation of self-care will help you build the resilience to weather any storm. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I was prepping for this big presentation? I had spent weeks researching, crafting the perfect slides, rehearsing my lines. I was ready to rock it. But then, on the day of the presentation, my entire laptop crushed, all my notes, all my research, gone. You could say I experienced a serious case of what just happened. Panic started to set in. But instead of letting that feeling take over, I took a deep breath and remembered what we've talked about today. First, I accepted the situation. I couldn't change the fact that my laptop had crashed. Then, I focused on what I could control. My delivery, my energy, and using the limited resources I had left. I simplified my presentation, relied on my core knowledge, and even improvised a few parts. Guess what? The audience loved it. They connected with my honesty and adaptability. It wasn't the perfect presentation I had envisioned, but it was powerful in its own way. That experience taught me that resilience isn't about avoiding setbacks, it's about navigating them with grace and turning them into opportunities for growth. So remember these key takeaways. Accept what you can't control, cultivate a growth mindset, practice self-compassion, build strong connections, and take care of yourself. When life throws its curveballs, these are your secret weapons to not just survive, but truly thrive. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments. What's your biggest takeaway from this episode? What strategies have helped you build resilience in your own life? Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other to live our most resilient lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay confident, and keep striving for greatness.
The This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.